Hello everyone, I'm Dr. Sarah Jenkins, and today I'm going to talk about one of the most spectacular and fascinating sights in the night sky, shooting stars. You might look up and think these brilliant streaks of light are massive rocks hurtling towards us, but in reality, a typical shooting star is caused by a particle no bigger than a grain of dust. We do occasionally see larger rocks entering the atmosphere, but those are actually quite rare.
So, where do these tiny particles come from in the first place? Well, our solar system is full of wandering debris. While some of it breaks off from rocky asteroids, a surprisingly large portion is actually left behind by comets, which are essentially giant balls of ice and rock drifting through space. As a comet nears the hot sun, it begins to melt slightly and leaves a long, beautiful trail of debris in its wake. As our planet travels along its yearly orbit around the sun, it frequently passes right through these floating debris trails. You might assume the Earth simply crashes into these particles as it moves forward, but it's actually Earth's gravity that pulls them inwards. This regular interaction is what causes the highly predictable annual meteor showers we can observe at certain times of the year.
Once a particle is pulled towards Earth, it enters our atmosphere at truly incredible speeds, sometimes travelling at up to 70 kilometres per second. At this phenomenal speed, it's not the heat of the sun that affects the rock, but rather friction with the dense gases in our atmosphere. This physical resistance creates an intense amount of heat almost instantly.
Now, a very common misconception among the public is that the rock itself is literally burning on its way down. However, the heat generated is so extreme that it completely vaporizes the meteor and superheats the surrounding air, creating a magnificent glowing trail of plasma. This is the bright, fleeting streak of light that we are able to see from the ground. Interestingly, if you look closely, these streaks can appear in several different colours. While the entry speed can affect this slightly, the visual colour is predominantly determined by the minerals contained within the rock itself. For example, a rock that is very rich in iron might glow a bright yellow, while a high concentration of magnesium usually produces a stunning blue-green hue.
Most meteors burn up completely before they even come close to the ground, but occasionally, a larger chunk survives this violent journey. We officially call these surviving rocks meteorites. If you want to find one, you might think a dense forest or a high mountain is a good place to look, but scientists actually find the vast majority of them in deserts because the extremely dry conditions preserve them perfectly and their dark colours stand out beautifully against the pale sand. Antarctica is also a fantastic place for meteorite hunting for similar reasons.
Throughout history, huge meteorites have successfully struck the Earth. While some people naturally worry about the potential damage they might cause, they also leave behind absolutely fascinating geological features. A famous example in Arizona left a massive crater, which tourists from all over the world can still visit today, rather than creating a mountain or a valley like other geological processes do. If you want to observe a meteor shower yourself, the good news is that you don't need to buy expensive equipment. Many people ask me what the most important tool is for a beginner. Well, it's not an expensive star chart or a complex compass, but simply patience. You might have to stare up at the dark sky for quite a while, sometimes an hour or more, before you finally spot one. Finally, while you absolutely don't need any special gear for meteor showers, if you want to take your stargazing a step further and look closely at planets or distant galaxies, I strongly recommend investing in a good telescope rather than just settling for a pair of binoculars. It will open up a whole new, breathtaking universe for you to explore. Thank you very much for listening.